FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing.
248-545 Soul.
Believe. SkyRadio.com.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian.
And together
we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life that you deserve on a clean slate. My website, GeneAdrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. And I've got a ton of tools there to help you grow. So while you're on my website, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free membership to the online InnerSpeak cards, the ones that I use to do clearings today. And you can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past almost 20, with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at Intuitive Soul. You can book a private session with me. You can also take advantage of our special that Gina and I are offering, which is a half-hour special, double team. So we get to go into a lot more depth and a lot more personal information to assist you. Neither one of us do half-hour specials, so this is a treat just for Sky listeners. Throughout the show, we'll offer you more information on how you can get that. All right, so I know that a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. This is spring. People are getting excited about spring, but we're still in this Mercury retrograde, which, because we have seven planets right now in Pisces.
Oh, so God, tell me about it.
You're a Pisces.
Yes, I am, and it's in my first house of my upfront self. What can I say?
There you go. Because of that, a lot of people are, we're very confused. Our dreams are very intense. I mean, we've just got a lot of stuff going on. It's making us, this is really a time for healing. So it's also a new moon. So we're like getting like bombarded with lots of stuff. I know that there's a lot of people that will have questions. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or comment on the instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. Okay, so don't ask general questions, just be clear, and we can be clear giving you guidance back. All right, so yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling the spring. I think a lot of people are anticipating the spring, getting a few couple of nice days, everybody wanting to like spring forward, yet the energy is very, very much still a very quiet energy.
Yeah, and very layback, not spring forward,
right.
is what I'm picking up on. And oh, good Lord. This has just been an interesting couple of weeks. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Wow. I have been, because all of these planets are in Pisces and it's all just right there in my first house, I've been dealing with strange stuff with my body. I've had spikes of blood pressure. I've never had blood pressure issues. Mm-hmm. And my blood pressure went up to like in the 180s.
Wow.
For no good reason. I've done acupuncture and have gotten it kind of back down to normalized, but I don't have a thyroid, and so the thyroid medicine that I'm taking is just way out of line. And it's never happened to me like this before, where just all of a sudden I'm like allergic to my thyroid medicine. I'm down to taking it every other day, and on the days that I take it, my blood pressure will go up. Not back into 180, but, like maybe 149. And then the day I don't take it, it's normal.
Right.
So now I'm waiting for the endocrinologist to get me in and do blood work and, like, try to figure out what on earth is going on. What I'm hoping is happening is that the intention that I set so long ago to regrow my thyroid and to heal that is working. So let's just hope that that's the case.
Let's hope that's the case.
this Mercury retrograde is just really bringing everything that's not healed physically for me up.
I'm not sure that it's Mercury that's doing that. I think it's all the other planets that are doing that, because it's all about healing. But, I think there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Mercury is just keeping us very quiet. Mercury is making us not communicate as much. So that's where we're getting that quiet time. But everything else, I think, is what's kind of forcing us to go into healing and to change things.
Exactly.
We've got our first caller. You want to try it?
Yeah, right. let's do it.
Let's bring Annette from Ohio on. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good. So what's your question? We'll help you clear the past. So what are you wanting to be clear? Like, what's scaring you?
I've been married 3 times. Didn't work out so well. They were long marriages, but nevertheless. And I'm in another relationship now. And all of that fear from those past marriages and everything that happened, I'm not sure if that's what's keeping me from being able to trust and move forward. So how do I go about getting rid of that so that I can move forward without all this fear and hesitation?
Right. Well, I would say absolutely, definitely, that's the case. There's also a bit of, because it's a pattern that's repeating, that because that is your experience, that will be, you know, what you're sort of seeing. And what I'm picking up a lot of different things around you. Okay, that's nice. Okay, almost there. Okay, so things are definitely changing. And you're moving in. But right now, you've got a lot of anxiety. You guys are starting to make plans, right? Are you thinking that you're moving towards a more committed and marriage situation?
We're trying.
Yeah. And that's what's triggered you, okay? That is just because of those plans, it's triggered you into a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear, and you're feeling like you're bound and struggled. And it's very interesting because most women want to have that commitment, but as soon as that happens for you, you go into a different place. And I know Jean's going to assist you to clear this, and so that will help with some of it. What you need to acknowledge within yourself that these are the fears of the past, and not just, you know, your own experiences, but I'm going to say that there's some past life experiences, and there may even be a parallel life.
It's ancestral stuff
okay.
as well, yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on that is pulling this into effect right now, but it's because you guys have started making plans to get married. So that's where it's all stemming from. And, you know, most women would be so even possibly even jealous that you've already had 3 marriages and moving into your 4th. However, that is triggering you in a big way. So you need to... Well, we need to heal this ancestral thing because that's what's holding it closer to you. But the other aspect of you is just to acknowledge when the fear comes up, and I want you to feel it, to really go into it, not to stuff it down, but to really go into it. And I'd also like you to consider forgiving all of those people, all of the past husbands that you've had. All of the hurt, betrayal, the pain, all the things that have happened to you, I want you to consider forgiving that and forgiving them.
That's actually one of the clearing cards that came up, was that has to happen.
Right. But not just you, or not just them, you also have to forgive you. Okay, so you have to forgive these pieces of you that is now created this wall to protect yourself, to stop you from moving into deeper levels of love because of the fear. And right now, this is a perfect time to do it, and especially today because we're in a new moon that's in Virgo. This is like perfect because it's perfect for you because it's the healing new moon, and this is what you need to let go of. This is where you need to let it go. And so I'm kind of pleased that this is where you're at right now. So let's, Jean, why don't you take it over? But the Wheel of Fortune is changing for you. Things will get better once you clear this and once you acknowledge it. And just, you know, this is the day to let it all go.
Good.
Yeah. So the first card I pulled, as far as where is this coming from, said self-sabotage to avoid transforming. So just so you know.
I already knew that.
Card, just to see where is it really coming from, and it said ancestral. And it's actually your father's mother, your grandmother on your dad's side of the family, is who you've inherited this from and who we're actually clearing from today. And the two setup cards that I pulled said denied infidelity and child or loved one taken away. So is your grandmother still alive?
No, they're passed.
Okay. Do you know anything about her life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Does that ring true?
Yeah.
From what you know of her? Okay. All right. So what this did to her soul, and this is where you're really connected into this, is it caused her to shut down inflow. And in my world, inflow is money, love, creativity, sex, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So she shut it all down. And so this is kind of where, you know, you've gotten up to starting to make a commitment and then, whoa, I can't do this. And you're shutting down the inflow so you're not feeling the love. You know, and it'll if you don't open that door, it'll block money, it'll block your creativity and everything else. So we're going to clear that.
Good.
The stuck belief around this, and this is your grandmother's belief, is that other people are better than me. So let's clear this. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to find your grandmother's energy. She's right there with you. And I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive her husband. She needs to forgive whatever happened in her marriage and in her life that had to do with making her feel less than and that took the child or the loved one away. Just help her to do that forgiving. And while she's doing that, you do what Lori said. You forgive everybody in your past.
My grandmother had a hard life.
Wow. Well, you're carrying a lot of her thought forms out of loyalty to her. It's a misplaced sense of loyalty, but we do this a lot. And this stuff looks like mirrors, but they act like magnets. And what they do is they bring to you people, places, and situations that make you feel like your grandmother felt. So what I want you to do is close your eyes, find all those mirrors, and ask the angels to take them to the light. Get them out of your body and out of your field.
Okay, and I do talk to my angels a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, all of this wounding is stored in your second chakra, which is about love and money and creativity. I want you to put your attention on your second chakra, and I want you to invite it to open and to release all the wounds that are stored in there, your grandmother's wounds and your wounds, and just let them all go. And let your second chakra heal itself. And restore balance. Good job. All right. And you receive blessings for having the courage to call in and ask for help today. And your first blessing is a blessing of courage. Courage to follow your heart's command. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So, Pat, just take a moment. And I'm sorry, Annette. Just take a moment and, you know, just give thanks to all your angels, teachers, and guides, and give thanks to your grandmother. And we thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much. You've helped so much.
Good luck, Annette.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of Pat.
Yeah, right.
Pat from Connecticut.
I looked at the wrong one.
Yeah. We will be going to break very shortly, but let's get Pat on the line and see what it is that she needs to have assistance with today. Hi, Pat.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you both?
Good.
Good, good. You know, my favorite is anger, and I don't know if that's, I would love a clearing from you. You know, I'm probably doing fairly well with everything, but it's all really, really hard and awful and devastating financially, and anger is huge, but I think that's due to the therapy I'm doing, so then that means that that's very good. I really hit bottom with the reality of financial where I've been for the past 30 years. And I know I probably, this is not the way to go about it, but I am ready to be in a partnership, and in a way, to be honest, that would rescue me. But I'm ready to have a love relationship and to have a life, to share a world with someone. Do you see that, or are there blocks there, or can you help me with that?
Okay. So, Jean, take us to break, and Pat, we will be with you right when we get back from break.
Thank you.
All right. And it's time for us to take station break and honor the sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk more about springtime. We will also provide readings and clearings for you. If you call in now, the number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And you're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Hola.
Tomorrow people, how long did you last? Tomorrow people, where is your best? Tomorrow people, how long did you last? Today you say, hey, yeah.
Today you're here. Tomorrow.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know. But call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston. Today, Gene and I are talking about spring and moving forward, even though we're feeling a little bit in a quiet period because of all the things that are going on. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings, so give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in and instant feedback. Just be really clear. Find out more information about myself. Go to Intuitive Soul. If you want to find out more about Gene, go to GeneAdrian.com. And we'll talk more again about our private session that is a half-hour special for Sky listeners only as we move through the hour. All right, so let's get us back to Pat.
Hi.
Okay, Pat. So
hi.
There's so many things that I want to say here, so I'll just start talking. Okay, so I'm really glad you're in therapy. What I want to have happen is for you to acknowledge and realize that anger isn't your primary emotion. Anger is never a primary emotion. Anger is to protect you from something else that's underneath that emotion, which is a deep, profound grief and sadness of things that have gone on in your life, things from past lives, things that you've been working towards in this life, you know, part of your core issues. It just comes out in anger because we are frustrated at not being heard, not being seen. There are different reasons why the anger comes out, but the anger is not so much the problem. If you could figure out what that core issue is, that may assist you with where this anger is going. It's not the time to possibly get into a relationship at this point, although I do see one coming in the future, just because it's really better for you to sort of heal some of this stuff. When you can heal, or there's even a place if you can come to full acceptance of what's going on, not pushing it down, not stuffing it away, not getting angry about it, but really coming from that heart level space and accept kind of where you are right now in this moment, things will start to flow differently. They'll flow in a much more productive way. And, you know, while you're in this place where you're feeling really stuck and wanting someone to sort of rescue you, you're not only not going to get a person that way, you're not going to let money flow to you that way either. So everything right now is just feeling really, really stuck. I want you to take a few moments, you know, maybe after the show, and just really sit with yourself and ask your heart what it's trying to tell you, because there's a core message. And I know Gene's going to assist you with clearing something today, but there's a core message within you that you really are being asked to understand right now. So look at all the times that you've gotten angry, look at all the relationships you've been in, not just romantic ones, but all of your other relationships that have drawn this type of anger. Really allow yourself to look at what's going on so that you can find out what the pattern is and find out what your core reaction is. What's your core response? It's not just the anger, but go deeper past the anger and let yourself find out what it is that is pushing this to you. Okay, there'll be some choices in the future that you will get to make, and as I said, there is a relationship, but I'm not seeing it for a while. So maybe Jean can assist you with clearing up.
Thank you so much. You know, I don't feel that I can ever get to the answers of understanding. Does that make sense, or am I just blocking myself?
You don't see that there's that possibility, but it is. It's always within you. All the answers are always within you, because you may be blocking them. You may be, Gene may assist with today with maybe helping take away one of the layers that may assist you in, you know, really understanding it. We can do some deeper work, you know, at a private session, but we can't really give you that kind of over the air. So, Gene.
Okay. You're going in and out, but I do hear you. And I can only say that the tenderness that this therapist is giving and acknowledging my anger, that's really kind of shifting my brain because this is the first person that is really intellectually making me understand that I have a right to the anger. I think I probably just think I'm awful or weak or, you know, just, well, anyway, what you're saying is, this is a slow boat to what you're saying, the therapy work. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I hear you.
Yeah. And let's do a little clearing, sweetie. The source card for the underlying issue actually comes up as a parallel or a future life. So this is an aspect of yourself in another dimension or an aspect of yourself in a reality you haven't created yet.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. The setup on this is failure, ruin, poverty,
and
loss of faith in yourself, in others, and in God. And what this is doing to this piece of your soul, again, it says loss of faith in yourself, others, and God. So this is really down to a lack of faith and trust in the universe to take care of you is the underlying issue here, not feeling safe. The stuck belief is other people are better than I am. So what I want you to do is I want you to reach out to this aspect of yourself. Just kind of close your eyes and try to find this piece of your soul that's feeling failure, ruin, and poverty and loss of faith in herself. And help her to forgive everyone who's made her feel that way, everyone who's made her feel less than, and all the people in her life that are judging her. And then help her to forgive herself because she's really blaming herself for all the stuff that's going on in her life that has led her down this road to failure.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
And then I want you to take this woman, this piece of you, by the hand. And I want the two of you to walk together into Saint Germain's beautiful violet flame bonfire of transformation. And I want the two of you to stand together in the violet flame and allow it to burn away all of the fear, all of the judgment, all of the shame. And just let it burn away everything that's not love from you. And now I want you to pretend like there's a big piece of paper in front of you. I want you to allow this woman, this aspect of you, to write you a message on this big piece of paper. And when she's done, just turn it around and read what it says. You don't have to read it out loud. The message is for you, sweetie. And you receive blessings for having the courage to call in today and ask for some help. Your first blessing is a blessing of union, and that's the ability to love yourself and to become your own beloved, and then to feel that love from the universe and from outside yourself. And the second blessing is opening to miracles, and it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And we love you, Pat.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you. Bless you both.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. So welcome. Wow.
All right. Do we want to start with Karen and just get what her message is, and then we'll go to our next break?
Yeah, why don't we just at least tell her we're here.
All right. Karen?
Oh, hi. Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. So tell us what's going on. You want to go back to school or you're wondering about a job?
Yes, I'm kind of thinking, I'm kind of stuck where I am right now, and I am trying to think of how to progress in my current career. And I've looked at some programs maybe going back to school, but I've talked to some people in the business who said I don't really need to do that and that it just might be burden me unduly. So I was wondering, I'm still trying to decide, and I feel like I'm in a transitional phase right now with a lot of things. So I was wondering if you had any guidance with that.
Okay. We will definitely get back to that when we come back from break. Gee.
Excellent. Yeah, so it's time for us to take another break. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. And you can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. While you're there, be sure to check out my new book, Power Tools. If you buy a copy of that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can come back and input your receipt number in the little box there on my homepage. And you'll get a whole bunch of gifts from my friends. There's some fabulous gifts, hundreds of dollars worth of gifts there for you. So after the break, we're going to do more readings and clearings and talk about spring and the impact of spring on all of us. We'd love for you to call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you could come in on instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. But just please give us lots of information. If we can't talk to you directly, we need to get a ton of information. More so than if we have you on the phone, we can ask you. All right, so we'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Our show is every second and fourth Monday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on New Sky Radio. Jean's next show will be, will be on the 25th. We do have a special. It's a half-hour special just for Sky listeners, so if you contact us at the end of the next break, at the beginning of the next break, you will get a toll-free number that you can call to book the appointment. Jean and I offer a half-hour special, so it's for both of us, and neither one of us offer half-hour in our professional and our work that we do. But we do it for Sky listeners just because we love you, and it's only $75. So take advantage of that now, and we can assist you as we move into spring and all the new beginnings that we're wanting to do. All right, so right before break, we had Karen started. Hi, Karen. You there, Karen?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, it's very interesting, and I know that Jean and I sort of mentioned we're both in the exact same place, but it's like you've gotten yourself in such a place that you're completely blocking yourself. You're completely stuck from what you want to do. You're not coming from a place of heart. So it's like all of your options right now, they're not really coming from a place of love and from your heart or from your soul. They're really just coming from your head. And so therefore there's a lot of fear attached to it. And so you're trying to do what you think is best, except your motivation for why you're wanting to do it or what your motivation is for doing it, which I believe is to get more money, or there's something around that money that is the reason you think you have to do it or want to do it. It's keeping you stuck because it's not exactly what your heart wants you to do. And so you're kind of sabotaging yourself and moving in different directions around these areas without allowing yourself to really just let go of all that's around you. So, you know, you're really holding on strong to these ideas and you're really struggling with it, and things just right now, because of all the stuff in Pisces, things are really not clear. So trying to start something different or trying to get some clarity right now, especially within yourself, is just, it's not happening because it's too confusing and cloudy, and you're too stuck. You know, it's like everything about you wants you to stop thinking so much and move instead of from your head into your heart, because you're pushing too hard. You're trying to control everything. And when we try to control everything, we're trying to manipulate things because of our motivation. And what I'm getting so very strongly from you is that your motivation is off. It's coming from a place of fear. It's not for the right reasons. So move back into your heart and let your heart, and then things will begin to become a lot clearer. But things will start clearing up even after today, as the new moon or the sun, everything moves out of Pisces, and we allow things to sort of clear up. But just take some time right now. Allow yourself to sort of to heal from whatever it is that's going on, or come to a place of acceptance, and then things will start to clear up for you. Jean?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what's going on actually is that there's a past life of yours. You were a woman. This is around the turn of the century in South America. And she is, you're wearing her like a coat. She's just really up and ready to be cleared off of you. And you're ready to let this go. And when you do, then you'll be completely unstuck. But until you do, she's holding you stuck because you can't come from the heart as long as you're wearing her, because her heart was broken. So the setup was that her heart was broken and she was stuck on a wrong path, and she just didn't think there was anything she could do about that, that there was no way she could get off of this path that she was on. Her stuck belief was, it's not possible for me to change. So when Lori said that all she could see was that you were stuck, and I'm sitting here looking at the Interspeak cards, and it was like, oh, yeah, stuck with a broken heart. What this did to her soul was it made her soul feel alienated and all alone. And that's where you connect with her, is I think right now, sweetie, you feel alienated and all alone. So let's heal this. What I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to find this woman's energy, because she's really right there for clearing, this woman who lived in South America in the early 1900s. I want you to connect heart to heart with her, and I want you to ask her, what can I do to help you right now? Just ask her what she needs. Okay, and all of her wounds are in her heart, and they're also wounding your heart. I want you to put your attention on your heart center, and I want you to invite it to open up and to let go of all of these wounds. And just let all of these things come. There, some of them are yours and some of them are hers, but let's just let them all fall out like ping pong balls and bounce away from you. And then ask your heart center to heal itself and to restore balance in your life. And you're carrying a lot of her thought forms, and this stuff acts like magnets, and it attracts to you people, places, and situations that make you feel like she felt all alone. This stuff looks like mirrors. So look inside your body and out in your field and find all of the mirrors and ask the angels to take them all to the light. Let's clear all this debris out so that you don't keep attracting this stuckness and the aloneness. Yeah, there it goes. All right, so you receive blessings from the angels for doing this work. And the first one is release from overwhelm. And the second blessing is a centeredness and calmness that's going to enable you to see what is your next step and accomplish your purpose in this lifetime. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And Karen, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with you today and to help you get a little more clarity and clear away the blocks and heal the broken heart and get unstuck.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Again, well, we have a little bit more time this time, so let's take our next caller, Lisa from Ohio. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Okay. So you've been kind of going through a bit of a slow period for you, huh?
Yeah, I just can't seem to break out of this funk, and I don't know what's going on, so.
Okay. What's your day of birth? Like, what month and day were you born?
July 5th.
Okay. Okay, and how long has this been going on? It feels like it's been going on for about a year and a half?
Yeah, it's been for a while now, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Was there anything going on right before it started? Like, was there any sort of thing that sort of happened in your life prior to this going on for you?
No, I just feel like I keep working hard to get ahead and trying really hard and I just can't. And that's the biggest problem.
Okay. Still picking up that there's some sort of an event that occurred that sort of triggered a lot of this emotional stuff that came on. But let's see what we get here. Okay. So part of what I'm seeing, part of what has been going on is something to do with either a man or your job. And it has something to do with money and moving forward. You're feeling very stuck right now. And you have some choices that you have to make. And I think you know what the choices are, but you're really afraid to make those choices. Now, this is now leading towards more of a relationship, but it's like both are kind of mixed up together. So they're kind of combined together, but before we finish this, I do believe we need to go to break, and then we'll come back, and I'll finish off what I'm picking up, and Jean can assist you with the clearing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so it is time for us to to take a quick station break. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Lori and I are doing and you want more in-depth clearings, you can visit either me at my website, jeanadrian.com, Lori on her website, intuitivesoul.com, or you can work with both of us in our special, and Lori will give you the number to call for that. And when we come back from break, we will do more readings and clearings. We probably have time for one more caller, 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Stay tuned.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
There's a piece of me you can't have. And I know that it's driving you mad. There's a part inside you can't reach. I'm afraid this way is gonna be. There's a part of you that wants to fight, but I never really had the appetite. And I feel my feelings won't speak. Words will be taken upon the breeze. Is always blowing. Peace is falling from me. Though you try your best, you never find the pieces that have been left behind. The last piece of the jigsaw. All the earth is scattered upon the floor. So you try to pick them all up. Little pieces falling in the dust. Little pile of ash we don't need. Just leave it to be taken upon the breeze. The wind is always blowing.
Is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call out.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. You've been listening to Voices of Soul with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, myself at intuitivesoul.com. We've been mentioning our special, which is only $75 for a half hour with both of us. You can reach us to set up an appointment at our toll-free number, 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. All right, so we were talking with Lisa. Lisa, what I'm picking up is, as I said before the break, you really need to, you know what the choice is that you need to make. It's around a relationship. It's around a betrayal that happened in a relationship. There's some things that you're not really wanting to deal with right now. Because you're not dealing with them, that's where the depression's coming from. The longer you kind of you know, put it under the rug, the more it's going to fester, and the more it's just, you need to make a decision around that. And I think you just don't like the decision, so you keep hoping that things will change, but the depression is letting you know that your soul is really unhappy and you are unhappy. So you need to sort of make that decision. You also need to look at where it came from in your past and to help you sort of move forward in the future. It's not just a matter of, you know, dealing with the present, but there's all the reasons that the choices you make come from this place. And so that, you know, does have to be dealt with. And, you know, I see a lot of actually great things coming for you in the future. So it's just a matter of getting you through this one decision. And you will know what's best for you. It doesn't necessarily mean the relationship's over, but it does mean that you have to address it and communicate and talk about it and talk about how it makes you feel. I'm not really picking up necessarily whether it's going to end it or if there's just another one that's coming, but another one's like right around the corner. So you just have to make the decision to make the right choice for you and to, you know, feel like you're being heard, but also deal with, you know, whatever it was that sort of made this pattern, like brought this pattern up for you. So look into the past and see, you know, what your parents' relationship was, ancestral relationships, but something, there's more to this than just what's happened to you recently. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Jean?
Yeah. So, sweetie, this is a past life problem. This is a lifetime. In the 1800s, you were a woman living in Europe in the 1800s. And what happened was denied infidelity and was the setup. The other setup is failure, ruin, and poverty. And the reason why you can't seem to get through this is, as the soul reaction, is lack of forgiveness is blocking resolution. So this aspect of your soul is stuck back in the 1800s in Europe and doesn't want to forgive the man that was unfaithful to her. And so she's holding on to this resentment and judgment, and it's keeping, it's fragmented this piece of your soul off. Stuck back there. And this is where you're connected into this, is lack of forgiveness is blocking resolution. The stuck belief is, I don't deserve this. And it's sitting in your solar plexus, in your power center. So I want you to put your attention on your solar plexus, and I want you to invite it to open up and to release this stuck belief of, I don't deserve. Because I don't deserve, even though I don't deserve to be cheated on, but also that just extrapolates out into, I don't deserve happiness, I don't deserve success, I don't deserve, you know, it just goes on and on and on. It's all the same frequency. So let your solar plexus remove the wound and release this belief. And then you have areas of old stuck energy in your body and out in your field that are the thought forms from this other lifetime. So just ask the angels to take all these old, yucky, stuck energy things and get rid of them for you. And then finally, I want you to pretend like you're standing in front of a mirror. Look at yourself in a mirror. And the woman that you see in the mirror is not who you really are. It's you being overshadowed by this aspect of you from back in the 1800s. I want you to just gently blow that image away so that you can begin to see who you really are once again, because you've lost the grip and the concept on your true self. And you receive blessings from the angels for doing this work, sweetie. And the first blessing is return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and your guides.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Wow, it's been a great show today, hasn't it?
Yes, we're all ready to make some changes forward, but as the show showed, we have a lot of things that this is the perfect day to do it. If there was ever a day, this is the perfect day to do, where you just need to, you know, take some time, heal, identify the things that are really triggering you, and just let that acceptance come over you. Let the healing take place. You know, just release it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it God.
Yeah, absolutely. And allow the sun to come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the spring flowers and the resurrection of your true self. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a really interesting and good show. And I think we've gotten a lot of good work done today. We look forward to working with you again on the 25th of this month. And we'll just keep moving forward. The next time we come together, we can talk about moving forward with Mercury going direct, huh?
Finally, woohoo.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you have any parting words, Lori?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, just look at what your motivation is. Take some time right now to sort of look at your patterns and just, you know, come from a place of acceptance, just totally letting go.
Absolutely. And this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. And you can find us every other Monday on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.